Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to Germany.
Okay.
Or Deutschland, as they call it in German. And we're actually going to the city of Berlin, or Berlin. Although Berlin was divided up into four sections, I guess. One was the Russian section, one was the American, one was the French or British. I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, because they would say East Berlin and West Berlin. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now Berlin is just one city, and if you happen to be going to Germany to have a stein of beer and a bratwurst and a pretzel or something like that, you might want to stop in to Berlin. And after you've checked out the Brandenburg Gate there, you might want to check out, well, an island, which is kind of weird. I thought Berlin was inland there. How can it possibly have an island when it's not on the sea?
Hey, Tom mentioned a couple of German words there. Let's explain what they are. Stein of beer is actually a mug of beer.
Makabe.
Yeah, it's S-T-E-I-N, Stein. It's a big mug. And then you bratwurst, you use bratwurst. That's kind of a hot dog. But
yeah,
that's what they
sausage,
what they call them in Germany. And then what else did you mention?
Pretzel.
A pretzel. Are those German?
I'm not really sure,
actually,
but I'm sure you could get them there. It's a hoodie being, right?
That's hey, you can get them here, too.
Sure, but they're kind of hard. I like the soft ones that you can buy from street vendors in New York City and Philadelphia.
They're very big. Yeah, they're like the size of two hands. They're soft, and they have lots of salt on them. They're yummy.
And, of course, you could have a heapin' helpin' of sauerkraut with your German food. That's the Douglas Swan's High, in case you wanted to know. But in any case, they were going to some island there, which has some museums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Berlin is probably not a boring place, but still, if you might get bored, you might want to check out this island. Everybody's going there, so let's find out about it. Let's talk about Berlin's museum island. Let's listen to our article read now in its entirety.
Whoever pays a visit to Berlin will find that Museum Island and its five museums are like a slab of marble that somehow floats. Standing fast against the currents of the Spree River, these museums, meant to evoke the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome, dot the island, which is situated in the heart of Germany's capital. People can walk to the site across stone bridges or take river boats. Once inside, there is an abundant collection of ancient artwork to admire. The first exhibition hall on the island was built in 1797. A museum went up in 1822, and the once residential aisle became dedicated to art and science in 1841 by King Frederick William IV of Prussia. Since then, five museums have been erected on the island, including the Altes Museum and the Pergamon Museum, the two most well-known museums in Germany. The museums fell on hard times during World War II, when almost 70% of them were blown up. But soon they were restored to their former glory and expanded. Now Museum Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Visitors entering the halls of these museums will find a number of ancient artifacts, from Greek and Roman items, ancient Egyptian pieces, to relics of Sumeria, Babylon, and more. In keeping with the museum's theme of Mediterranean-influenced exhibits, art lovers can also take in examples of classic Islamic art, including carpets, ceramics, and jewelry. Museum Island is truly unlike any other place in Berlin, and is perhaps one of the best collections of museums in the world.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about Berlin, and more specifically, let's talk about the museums in Berlin, but more specifically, let's talk about Berlin's Museum Island. It's an island in the Spree River, which has all these museums on it. Well, whoever pays a visit to Berlin will find that Museum Island is like a slab of marble that somehow floats. That's an interesting description here. We'll try to make sense of that in a second here, but if you happen to go to Germany and you've toured all the different sites there, and you look out into the Spree River and you see this island there, well, you might think it looks like a slab of marble that's somehow floating. When we think of museums, we often think of marble. What's marble? Those aren't the things that little kids play with. Marble is a kind of rock that Hualien is famous for.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So museums are often made of marble. So if you look at this island, you might see all these museums out there. And so this island looks like a slab of marble because of that. Now, in this sentence here, we have the word slab. And a slab is usually a large piece of rock. It could be other materials as well, like wood or something like that. But sometimes,
Tom, we'll use it as kind of a joke. We'll say, oh, give me a slab of cheese.
Right.
Yeah, a real fat slice of cheese, a slab.
Yeah, like a large, thick, flat piece of something. But
uh-huh.
It's usually stone. It could be concrete or wood or cheese, like Stephanie just said. A slab of meat, for example.
Uh-huh.
And here, it's a slab of marble in the river there. Not really, but that's what it looks like.
Well, it stands fast against the currents of the Spree River. When you're talking about currents, you're talking about big, large movements of water or air, even, that are going in the same direction, a current of water. So sometimes you'll see, especially in rivers, the water will be running very fast. That's a current. And even sometimes in the ocean, you'll have a current of water that runs very quickly that sometimes is hard to swim in. So you have to be careful. Well, if you stand fast, it means you don't move. You're still. You're stable. So it stands fast or it's very stable there, even as the currents of that Spree River are moving around it.
So it looks like it's floating, but it's still fixed there in the river. It's standing fast against the currents of the Spree River. And these museums, meant to evoke the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome, dot this island. So here we're describing these museums. These museums, which are meant to evoke the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome, dot this island. So that's the main sentence here. These museums dot this island, and all that stuff in the middle is just describing these mm-hmm. museums, okay? So let's talk about this description here. They are meant to evoke the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome. If you evoke something, it brings something to your attention out of your subconscious, okay? It brings it to the conscious mind so you can think about it. So if you look at these museums, hey, it will fire your imagination. You'll feel you're living 2,000 years ago in ancient Rome or ancient Greece, and you might expect to see a Roman gladiator go riding by on a chariot or something.
With a verb evoke, you can evoke a memory. So you bring a past memory into your mind. Something can evoke a feeling. If you listen to a song and suddenly you feel very sad, that song evokes a feeling of sadness. You can even have something evoke an image. But these things happen inside you. They come to your mind. So it is very interesting to see this area because when you see it, you think, oh, this reminds me of ancient Greece and ancient Rome. So that's how it's used there. If something's situated in a particular place, that's where it is located. It's located in that particular place. My apartment is situated in the Da'an district of Taipei.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should stop by and visit sometime. It's not too far from here.
No.
But in any case here, yes, indeed, these museums dot this island. Here the word dot just means they are all over the place in these certain little locations. I could say Taoist temples dot Taiwan. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And so here these museums are on the island, and again, as you said, it's situated or located in the heart of Germany's capital city, Berlin. Well, people can walk to the site across stone bridges. Isn't that nice? Or you can take river boats, boats that go out on the river, cross the river, maybe give you a tour of the city, who knows. But once you're inside the museums or once you're on the island, there is an abundant collection of ancient artwork to admire. And I certainly am into that. I love ancient artwork here. Something's abundant when you have a lot of that thing. We could say during certain seasons here in Taiwan that pineapples are abundant or mangoes are abundant. It kind of depends on the season.
Or I could say a rainfall or the rain is more abundant in the summer here in Taiwan than it is in the fall.
Okay.
We get more rain. So it exists or occurs in large amounts if it's abundant. And if you admire something, oh, you really like it. You might even respect something. You could admire a professor or you admire your parents for the people that they are, but you really enjoy it. So there's a lot to admire in these particular museums.
And the first exhibition hall on the island was built way back in 1797. My goodness, that's about the time of the French Revolution. An exhibition hall or an exhibition is just some kind of public display of works of art or other items of interest like technology and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they have exhibitions here in Taipei at the World Trade Center. You can go check out the latest products in the computer sector of the economy and stuff like that.
I was just invited to go to a designer's exhibition.
Ooh, that would
designer
be really cool.
Clothing, yeah.
Cool,
very fun.
Cool. And, of course, this hall is an exhibition hall, and it was built way back in 1797. And a museum went up in 1822, and the once residential aisle became dedicated to art and science in 1841 by King Frederick William IV of Prussia. So this is going way back in history. In this sentence, we have the word aisle. That's kind of a fancy way of describing an island. And when I see the word aisle, I think of a kind of a small island.
Well, we do use it when we talk about the British Isles, but it is more formal, that's for sure, or used in a more literary sense in writing. But it was once residential. If something was once something, it just means that was what it was in the past, but it's no longer. I was once a piano teacher. I used to teach piano lessons. Well, this was once a residential aisle. If it's only residential, it means that's where people lived. There were homes there, not businesses. The interesting thing about Taipei is that the city is mixed in with homes, and so you have businesses and homes intermixed. But that's not always the case in places. For example, in America, it's usually businesses are in one area of a city and homes are outside the city.
You've got commercial areas, you've got industrial areas, and you've got residential areas. And this was a residential aisle for this former king of Prussia. Prussia was a kingdom in early Germany, but it was gotten rid of. It disappeared after Germany lost in World War I.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody, we'll come back and talk some more about these museums in Berlin and the island there on the island, the River Spree. But please take a time out right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主题是博物馆岛，而它就位在德国的柏林。首先来看到含有第一个空格的句子，写着 Sailing fast against the currents of the Spree River, these museums blank one evoke the architecture of ancient Greece and Rome dot the island, which is situated in the heart of Germany's capital.这个句子很长，同学先找一下这里的主词 these museums， 它的动词到底是哪一个呢？真正的动词片语叫做 dot the island， 一个句子只能有一个真正的动词，另外的动词叫做变化咯。Be meant to do something， 解释成为预定做某种用途，而这些博物馆他们的用途就是要来唤醒大家对于古希腊罗马的建筑的那种想法，所以在这里呢配合真正的动词 dot the island， 我们把 meant to 呢用过去分词表被动的方式，所以第一题我们答案就选 be meant to。 接着来看这一段的最后一个句子，Once inside, there is an blank too collection of ancient artwork to admire. 你一走进博物馆，你就会看到怎么样的古代的艺术作品的收集能够让你赞叹不已。第二题的 A 选项 equivalent 指的是同等的、同价值的。B intelligent 聪明的。C obedient 顺从的。D abundant 非常丰富的，进到博物馆就可以看到丰富的古代的一些艺术作品的收藏，所以根据文意，第二题我们就选 D abundant。 第三个空格的句子写着 The first blank three hall on the island was built in 1797. 其实第一个怎么样的厅呢，是建造于1797年。我们来看一下第三题， A 选项 objection 反对， B nomination 提名， C exhibition 展览， D variation 变化变动。到博物馆可以看到很多的展览厅，在英文里面就叫做 exhibition hall， 所以第三题我们答案就选 C exhibition。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson for today. Again, we're talking about Museum Island in Berlin. If you're into islands and things like that, then this island, or excuse me, if you're into museums and things like that, this island is the place for you if you happen to be in Germany in the summer. But let's get back to our subject at hand here. Since going back to 1822, or rather 1841, museums have been erected on the island. To erect is just a fancy way of saying something was built. When was Taipei 101 erected, for example? Who can tell me? I want to know. It was back in the 2000s sometime.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's a lot of museums in one spot, really.
Sure.
They've got a couple here that are pretty well-known. The two most well-known museums in Germany are the Altes Museum and the Pergamon Museum. Those are very famous, you could say, museums in Germany. Now, in the next sentence, it says the museums fell on hard times during World War II. To fall on hard times means you go through a very difficult period of time. You're not successful, you may have lost your job, or lost your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
So hard times are really difficult times you have to go through sometimes. Well, the museums weren't successful. Why did they fall on hard times during the war, Tom?
You have to ask that question.
Yeah.
Of course, Germany was bombed into submission during World War II by the British and the Americans. And so, yes, it says here almost 70% of these museums were blown up.
Wow.
In any case, if you blow something up, you use a bomb or other kinds of explosives to totally destroy something. We could say a building was blown up or an entire city was blown up, like Hiroshima was blown up by the atom bomb back in 1945.
And if something blows up, it suddenly breaks apart in a really violent way. Typically, it happens due to a bomb. You know, but there are other ways that you can blow things up. So a lot of it was destroyed, almost 70%. That's a lot of the museum.
That is a lot.
It's a tragedy. That's a tragedy of war when beautiful buildings and things like antiques are destroyed. It's so sad. But during a war, I don't think many people really worry too much about that.
Well, the Germans only have themselves to blame. They brought Hitler to power.
True.
But later on after the war, these museums were restored. To restore something means to return something to its original condition. Of course, it's not the same thing, but it's very close. I think Longshan Temple was bombed during World War II at one time, I think accidentally by the Americans or something like that. So it was rebuilt or restored, and now we have beautiful Longshan Temple to go pray at.
Oh, good. You can restore lots of things. Some guys I know really love restoring old cars. So they'll buy these old cars and then fix up their engines and repaint them. So
my friend Kevin loves to restore motorcycles.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so you can also restore old homes. A lot of that is fun to do. So it's kind of cool. You just take something and return it to its original condition. You repair it, you fix it up, you clean it.
Or very close to its original condition.
So they restored these museums to their former glory. They were really quite widely admired, so they wanted to give them back to the people. They also expanded them. If you expand something, you make something bigger than it was before. So they're even larger than they were previously, which is good.
Right, to make something larger or to be offering more information. I'd like to expand on what I said. I'd like to add to what I said.
Uh-huh.
And your business might expand if you start opening up new markets for your product. Well, now Museum Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and that's good. UNESCO, of course, is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. So if you get this recognition, hey, people are going to know about you and want to check you out. Okay, let's move on now to the final paragraph for today. It says, visitors entering the halls of these museums will find a number of ancient artifacts, from Greek and Roman items, ancient Egyptian pieces, to relics of Sumeria, Babylon, and more. That's a lot of old stuff there. Let's first of all talk about the word artifact. Later in this paragraph, we're going to see the word relic, and that's similar to artifact. An artifact is an object that was made by people, and it's usually of cultural or historical interest. So it could be, oh, gee, a whole range of stuff. It could be old bowls and old silverware, so old clothing and stuff like that. These are artifacts. And, yes, indeed, they can be Greek and Roman items or things from ancient Egypt or even relics of some older civilizations like Sumer and Babylon. A relic here is slightly different from an artifact. The word relic emphasizes the fact that this thing still exists, okay? It's from an earlier time, but it has survived up to the present.
Okay, so they've got a lot of interesting things in these museums from different places. You're getting a mixture of Greek and Roman things, ancient Egyptian pieces, and even relics from Sumeria and Babylon, which is a really ancient place, and even more. Now, in keeping with the museum's theme of Mediterranean-influenced exhibits, art lovers that go there can also take in examples of classic Islamic art. Now, if you take something in, here it means you look at it, you appreciate it, you think about it. Typically, when we go sightseeing, we're taking in the sights, which is kind of a fun thing to do. You've got a theme here. A theme is just your overall idea or topic that something's built around. And here they really do focus on Mediterranean influences. So influences that happen in that particular area of Mediterranean.
Right. And, of course, Islamic art, that's art that comes from countries that practice Islam. That's the religion in the Middle East where Allah is the God, and it was founded by the prophet Muhammad. And so you can see some art that came from that part of the world. And you've also got carpets and ceramics and jewelry. Ceramics, that's something that people here in Taiwan are very familiar with. They're just kind of things that are made of pottery, like bowls and vases and stuff like that, mm-hmm. using clay and then firing it in a kiln, and then you've got these beautiful ceramics.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Museum Island is truly unlike any other place in Berlin. It's very unique. It's special. There's no other place like it in Berlin. There are quite a few museums there, so you could probably spend a couple of days there checking them out. It also says in our article that it's perhaps one of the best collections of museums in the world in one particular area. Europe in general has a lot of museums in a small area. To me, it's kind of easy to go to see museums in Europe because they're all very close. In America, you'd have to go to Washington, D.C. to go to the Smithsonian Institute to see as many things. But if you're on your way to Germany, don't miss this Museum Island in Berlin. It's cool.
It's very convenient, too. You could get yourself a little island cruise, head out there, and go from one museum to the next. I would not recommend taking the kids if they're very small, though, because museums can be boring for little kids. Wait until they're a little older and they can appreciate these sorts of things. But, hey, the next time I go to Berlin, I'm going to check this place out. It sounds oh so cool. Okay, that's the end of our lesson for today, at least our explanation here. But we still have to let you listen to the Chinese teacher now, so let's listen in.
从 1841年建造了第一个博物馆之后呢，到现在总共有五间博物馆。所以有这样子的背景知识，我们看到第四个空格后面写着 5 museums have been erected on the island。 有没有注意到这里用的是 have been erected， 现在完成被动态，表示是从以前到现在的一个结果。而我们看一下第四题的 A 选项， since then 指的是从那时开始到现在， B at once 立刻， C before long 不久， D sooner or later 迟早。在这里根据文意，从第一间在1841年建造之后到现在总共有五座博物馆，所以配合文意第四题我们选 A since then。 再来看到第五个空格的句子，But soon they were restored to their blank five glory and expanded. 虽然遭受在二次世界大战的破坏，但是很快的他们又被重新的修复。在这里用了 restore， 然后恢复他们先前的光芒，甚至还被扩建。在这里我们看第五题的 A 选项 formal， 正式的， B former， 先前的，C fatal 致命的， D fragile 脆弱的。所以当他们遭受到破坏之后又被重建回他们先前先有的这些光辉跟荣耀，所以搭配文意第五题我们选 B former。接着来看到第六个空格，这里提到呢，为了要配合这里的主题是受到这些地中海影响的主题文物， Art lovers can also blank six examples of classic Islamic art。 除了地中海影响的文物之外，你还可以怎么样？古典的伊斯兰艺术。在这里面我们看一下第六题 A 选项的 taking 观看欣赏， B pull off 拿掉， C hold up 举起， D stand out 显眼突出。到这里来当然可以欣赏其他的风格的艺术文物，所以第六题我们答案就选 A taking。 最后一句，Museum Island is truly unlike blank seven place in Berlin. 这个地方跟柏林其他的地方完全不一样，而这个博物馆岛就位于柏林这个城市当中，要把它跟任何一个在柏林的其他地方做区别，所以第七题正确答案我们就选 C, any other。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Dankeschön, if I said that right in German, thank you. And we'll be back again next time with another fascinating program. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.